We're discussing yesterday the question as to whether Rus changed her name upon conversion to becoming a Jewish woman. We saw that the Zohar Chadash cited in Sefer Mishnah Sager, among other Sfarim, tells us that Rus, in fact, did change her name upon becoming a Gioris. Her name, says the Zohar Chadash, had been Gilit, and upon conversion it became Rus, whereas the Ben Yehoyada, also cited in Sefer Mishnah Sager, Ben Yehoyada, commenting on the Gemara Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says that no, Rus never changed her name upon becoming a Gioris. Her name always was Rus. And he offers the following hypothesis. He says the reason why a Ger changes their name is because we don't want to remember the fact that they once were not Jewish and they didn't become Jewish until this later point in time. Whereas by Rus, the fact that she didn't become Jewish before, this is what Ben Yehoyada writes, was because the halacha that a Moavis was allowed to enter the Kahal Yisrael was only ruled upon by Boaz. Beforehand, there was this assumption that Moavi and Moavis were not permitted to enter into Kahal Yisrael, and that was why she, in a sense, was justified for not coming to be Megayer earlier. And so the Ben Yehoyada writes, that's why for her there was no problem, so to speak, in retaining her original non-Jewish name, Rus. That's the Ben Yehoyada. Interesting theory. But the question, though, of why a ger changes the name altogether is a fascinating one discussed in the poskim. On the one hand, there is a mechilta in Parshas Yisro that says, initially, Yisro was called Yeser. After the Pasuk speaks of Ayelech Moshe, Vayoshev al Yeser Chosno. And then the Mechilta says, Uksha'asa Maisim Tovim. When he did the good things, Hosifulo Os Achas. They added on the letter Vav to make his name not Yeser, but Yisro. Now Mechilta doesn't say what the Maisim Tovim were that he did, but if one looks in the Ramban, in Bamidbar Perak Yud, on the Pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Lechovav, so Ramban there writes, Chovav was a shem chadash that they gave Yisrael, kasher shav l'toras Yisrael. When Yisrael decided to take upon himself Toras Yisrael, he was given the name, the new name, Chovav. And Ramban writes, kizeh derech kol hamisgayer. This is the practice of all those who convert. Ki la'avadav yikra shem acher. God calls his avadim by a new name, a different name. So Ramban is alluding to this practice of a ger taking on a new name. He connects it with Yisro becoming Chovav upon being Misgayer. Then Ramban says that this has to do with Kadosh Baruch Hu referring to his Avadim by a different name than that which they were called by before. So he doesn't say more than that. It sounds like from Ramban, the reason for the Shinya Hashem of a ger is that now you're an Eved Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a distinct, unique way of referring to his avadim, maybe an affectionate way, a way of distinction. Before you weren't an Eved Hashem, now you are an Eved Hashem, you therefore have a unique name as an Eved Hashem. There is a number of interesting suggestions made. Sefer Mishnah Seger cites from Sefer Zecher David, by Chacham David Zakut, who was an Italian Chacham, late 1700s, early 1800s, Modena, Italy. So he writes, very poshut, famous Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Dal. Rambam says, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that a Baal Tshuva is somebody who engages in Bechi and Tachanunim, he cries to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gives tzedakah as best he can, he distances himself from his previous ways of chait, and umeshaneshmo, one of the characteristics of a Baal Tshuva is that he changes his name, says the Rambam. Kolomar, as if to say, ani acher, ve'eni oso ish, sha'asa osera maisim. I'm a different person. I'm not the same person I used to be. And then, not just changing his name, he then changes his behavior, kulan latova. Uladerach Yeshara. So Sefer Zecher Dov says very simply, why does a ger take on a new name? Well, if a Baal Tshuva takes on a new name, as if to signify, I'm not the same person I used to be, I'm a new person, new behavior, well then certainly a ger, who is transforming his entire lifestyle, takes on a new name, suggests Sefer Zecher Dov to show that I'm a new person, I'm not the same person I used to be. That's one very pashut shot as to why it is that a Baal Tshuva, that a ger takes on a new name like a Baal Tshuva does. A second pshat he has, Sefer Zecher David, is also an interesting and very pashut pshat. We know the Gemara tells us that ger shenizgayer kekatan shenolad dami. You're being reborn. Well, everyone knows a baby boy is born. You give him a name at his bris. Says Sefer Zecher David, so to a ger, you give him a new name at his bris. That's what Sefer Zecher David writes. You give the ger a new name at his bris, because just like you give a katan, shenolad, a name at his bris, and ger shenizgayer is a katan, shenolad dami, so too, we give the ger a new name at his bris as well. So one shot again, Sefer Zecher David writes, the ger gets a new name, like a Baal Tshuva is Mishana Shemo, Eini Oso Ha'ish, I'm a new person now. And the second pshat is that Ger Shnezgar Kotej Nodami, he gets a new name at his bris. Now, you may be wondering, that's not the common minhag. Common minhag is that the new name is given to the Ger after his Geiris process is completed. That's not at the bris, that's first comes bris, then comes Tevila B'mikvah, and after that comes the Shinui Hashem. This is based upon Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva in Igros Moshe, Yeradeh, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, and Moshe was discussing adoption of non-Jewish babies, tshuva from the 1950s. And Moshe writes that it is better when adopting a baby who you're giving bris milah to, not to do a kriyas shame at the bris milah, says Rav Moshe, because this is a bris milah l'shem geirus, and the baby is not fully Jewish yet. Baby still needs tefillah. Tefillah doesn't happen until the baby is older, when the baby is able to tolerate safely an immersion in the water. So Rav Moshe writes, better to wait until the baby is ready for tefillah, and then you do the tefillah with the beis din, and then you do the kriyas shem at the time of tefillah. But Moshe concedes, okay, if the couple is embarrassed, they want to make it obviously different at the bris by not having a kriyas shem. Everyone expects a kriyas shem at the bris. So Moshe says, okay, if the couple's embarrassed, he says they can do a kriyas shem at the bris, but don't use the words be Yisrael. Right? Usually we say, Yikarei Shmo be Yisrael. Moshe holds, he's not a Yisrael yet. He still has to do tefillah. So if you want to do a kriyas shem at the bris, just don't say be Yisrael. Say, Chaim Yisrael Azel, V'yikaru Shmo Ploni Ben Ploni. Don't make mention of Yikaru Shmo B'Yisrael. But Rav Moshe L'Chatchila seems to say that the kriyas shem is given at the tefillah, which is the conclusion of the geiris process. Yet, as we saw in Zecher David, it seems that his preference was to do the kriyas shem at the bris milah. One last ta'ara that is found in Shuvas Lev Chaim Palagi, very fascinating pshat. The Gemara Brachas Daf Gimel, well-known Gemara. Kol HaKorei Li Avraham Avinu, right? Avram is over Ba'aseh. If you call Avram, you're over Naseh. Why doesn't the Gemara say Kol HaKorei Li Yisrael Yaakov over Ba'aseh? We get different interpretations. But he says, perhaps the reason is because the name change from Avram to Avraham was in effect a name change of a Geirus name change, because Avram was previously an Ovid of Arizara. He later became Nichnas Labris. So his name change wasn't Stam like Yaakov Yisrael. This was a name change that's similar to that of a Geir, leaving behind one way of life, taking on a new way of life. Maybe that's Dafka why he suggests Leif Chaim that the Gemara is Makbid Dafka not to call Avraham Avram, but doesn't have the same Kepeda, but not to call Yisrael Yaakov. Okay, again, along these lines of the Shin Hashem of the Ger, signifying a new way of life, maybe that's why the Gemara has that Kepeda Dafka the regard to Avraham not being referred to as Avram.